Pullman-born author E. Kirsten Peters has written a lot in her lifetime, including geology textbooks, a nationally syndicated newspaper column, and four murder mysteries. But her recent book is the most personal yet, delving into Peters' decades-long struggle with mental illness. NWPB's Rachel Sun spoke with Peters about that book and her reasons for publishing it now.
When E. Kirsten Peters was finally diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, she was in her mid-50s. Peters lives in Moscow, Idaho. She says she struggled with her mental health since childhood. Peters says it was only after the death of both of her parents she felt able to tell her mental health providers for the first time about the hallucinations and delusions she'd had for decades.
I knew if I said I had been hearing things and so on that the diagnosis would get worse and that they would feel that keenly. So when they both had died, in a sense, I was just a more free person.
Even though she didn't mention some of her symptoms until middle age, Peter's life experience was inextricably shaped by her disease. In her book, she draws back the curtain on her experience navigating the internal storms that characterize much of her disorder. The picture she paints is both deeply painful and rimmed with silver linings. Peters describes manic states that led to life-threatening depression, overwhelm, and insomnia, but also the completion of near-Herculean feats in her writing and academic pursuits. In the book's introduction, Peters recalls a stay at the St. Joseph Hospital psychiatric ward in Lewiston. While shooting hoops alone in a small exercise room, Peters writes that she begins to feel the presence of teammates and bleachers full of people cheering her on. On one hand, Peters knows it's not real. On the other hand, she writes, it feels very real to her. Eventually, her sense of those people only she could feel begins to fade. Here's Peters reading a passage from her book about her return to that exercise room.
My outstretched hand encounters solid sheetrock, unlike the hope for permeability. In desperation, I move my hand upward, trying to draw the curtain of reality away from the wall, hoping against hope there is still some way for me to rejoin the souls I have come to know beyond the gypsum boards.
Peter says people are often blown away when they learn she's on the schizophrenic spectrum. In detailing both her breaks with reality and many accomplishments, including her Harvard PhD, book deals, and professional life, Rattlesnakes on the Floor begins to break down stereotypes of what it means to live with severe mental illness. At 63 years old, Peters says she wanted to write the book now to show it's possible for people with disorders like hers to live full lives and pursue interesting work.
And one of the things you do in old age is look back. If you have the support of your friends and family, if you find some good doctors, it's not a death sentence. It is something you can live with.
Peters says her book was born out of a desire to share from the perspective of someone with severe mental illness. She says it's a perspective that loved ones and doctors stand to benefit from hearing.
Some of the most admirable people I know have been my fellow patients there. For whatever reason, I have the skills to write. And if I can speak on behalf of folks who have a similar diagnosis to my own, that really matters to me.
Rattlesnakes on the Floor is available at Book People of Moscow and on Amazon. In Moscow, Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun.
If Peters sounds familiar to some listeners, there's a reason why. One of her best-known works, The Rock Doc, a newspaper column, was shared over the airwaves right here, back when Northwest Public Broadcasting was Northwest Public Radio.